Greetings. Today there's a bit of spring in the air. We had a very sunny weekend with a wonderful time together as the Eli family in Bellingham. I hope you had a great time in connection with God and His family in some way. God is doing good things in empowering His sons and daughters to know a greater connection with Him and with one another. We are in a season of greater peace in Christ. That peace is a connection of communion with Him and with one another as the body of Christ. On Friday night, I saw a picture of what appeared to be funnels coming out from within the hearts of people. They appeared as funnels, but rather than being a wide opening to a small channel for pouring some substance in, they appeared as operating in the opposite direction. They were operating as trumpets, but instead of merely blowing wind or sound, they were dispersing water. It was water springing up from the channel to the wide opening, and affecting the area coming out from the wide rim in a broadcasting way. What I saw was the water of God's life within individuals springing out like a trumpet to change the atmosphere, the ambience, and the reality of the world they are in. It wasn't just a corporate sound to them. Each person was contributing to a corporate effect of life. Isaiah 41:18, I will open up rivers in the desolate heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. We are in a time of a grassroots revolution. The momentum of God's Spirit in the nations is rooted in the hearts of each one. Each one makes a greater testimony of the whole. Each one becomes a genuine one for the greater sound of the authenticity of life. It is from within that the waters of life spring forth. This is true in the desolate heights. It's true in the valleys. It is true in the wilderness. It is true in the dry land. The revolution of life from the desolate heights, the valleys, the wilderness, and the dry land is the water of Christ's life from within. That water springs forth to transform every place to become a place of planted and growing life. Isaiah 41:19-20, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. The seven classes of trees proclaimed by the prophet Isaiah are all evergreen. They transform the stories of yesterday to become stories of life today and into the generations to come. I believe these trees are a testimony of every measure of the authority of mankind. Every measure of the authority of mankind can choose to be life to their world, or they can choose to be swallowed up by their world. Whether they are kings, great men, rich men, commanders, mighty men, servants, or free men, they all can each choose to be life or to be swallowed up by the worldly circumstances of desolate strongholds, valleys, wildernesses, or dry lands. Jesus said that those who come and drink of Him will bring life-giving water to their world. John 7:37-38, on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. God has determined life for the nations, and the key to the nations is the people of the nations. The key to bringing life to the nations is Christ in each one releasing the life-giving testimony of Christ to transform every desolate height, valley, wilderness, and dry place to a testimony of life. In this, the people become truth. That truth is the life of Christ, and that truth will sweep away every lie of death. It is Christ in each one as a fountain of life, a testimony of life, and a life-giving purpose in all things. Isaiah 28:16-18, Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Also, I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place. Your covenant with death will be annulled, and your agreement with Sheol will not stand. When the overflowing scourge passes through, then you will be trampled down by it. We only lose our covenant with death when the life of Christ from within springs forth. We don't lose our true life. We find our true life in Christ. The victory over every enemy is discovered when each one becomes a testimony of the life of Christ from within. This is the truth of being sons and daughters of God, a grassroots community of life. Isaiah 59:19-21. So they shall fear the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. My Spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore. When I look to the context of Isaiah chapter 59, I believe it is more appropriate to move the comma in verse 19 from after the word flood to after the words comes in. I believe it should read, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The flood of the life of Christ from within us is our victory over every enemy. The power of Christ within us is greater than any weapon that the enemy can form against us. The flood of the life of Christ from within each of us is the weapon of God's life to transform every desolate height, valley, wilderness, and dry place that seek to swallow up the testimony of Christ. Life is more powerful than death. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.